Despite the efforts of House Republicans, one thing the shutdown won't affect is the rollout of the Affordable Care Act health insurance marketplaces. Alaska's federally run marketplace is scheduled to open at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning, and several groups in the state are already getting the word out about how residents can sign up for health plans under the law. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
If you lived in Oregon, hipster musicians would be trying to convince you to sign up for health insurance.
Each student and teacher, a neighbor and friend will live long in Oregon. Long live our Oregon.
In Washington, the state would be angling for your attention with a more traditional advertising approach.
There's a first time for everything. Like this October, when you might qualify for low-cost or even free health insurance for the first time.
But in Alaska, Governor Sean Parnell is a big critic of the health reform law, and the state isn't doing anything to advertise the federally run health insurance exchange. Other organizations, though, are eager to help fill the gap.
People are going to have questions about federal health care reform. We're there to provide answers either via website or via phone.
Eric Erling is a spokesperson for Primera Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alaska. Primera is one of two companies that will offer health insurance plans in the marketplace. The company recently launched an advertising campaign with this TV spot.
A historic new law is bringing health coverage to every man, woman, and child in Alaska. Now is the time to talk to Primera Blue Cross Blue
Shield. Primera also sells health insurance in Oregon and Washington. Those states are running their own marketplaces. And Erling says because of that, they're far ahead of Alaska in getting the word out about what a health insurance marketplace is and how it works. So he says Primera's ads in Alaska had to focus more on the basics.
We simply want to make sure that there is kind of a straightforward approach to raise information, raise awareness levels of information about federal health care reform, what's going on, and where people, most importantly, can go to get answers.
Erling is, of course, hoping Alaskans go to Primera for answers and then buy insurance from the company. Another ad campaign on the marketplace launch isn't steering residents toward a specific insurer. It's from Enroll Alaska, a division of Northrim Benefits Group that sees a business opportunity in helping people sign up for health insurance under the new laws.
In 2014, those without health insurance must choose a health care plan or face a tax penalty. Many Alaskans will be eligible for federal subsidies, resulting in...
Tyann Bowling is heading up Enroll Alaska. She says besides the advertising campaign, the group is hiring 35 insurance agents who will be based in Walmarts, Sam's Clubs, and hospitals in Anchorage, Fairbanks, Juneau, Sitka, Ketchikan, Kodiak, and Soldotna. Bowling says the ad campaign includes print, web, radio, and TV.
There was not anybody else out there that was going to launch a major marketing outreach and education campaign for individuals to get the information about the benefit that they can, that many of them will receive due to the Affordable Care Act.
Enroll Alaska's insurance agents will earn a commission when they sign consumers up for a health plan, but it won't cost people any more to buy insurance through an agent. A much smaller number of so-called navigators will be doing similar work. The federal government gave the United Way of Anchorage $300,000 to hire four navigators who will be based in Anchorage, Juneau, and Fairbanks. Joan Fisher is the lead navigator. She'll be working out of Providence Hospital in Anchorage.
We listen to their story, find out, you know, kind of, you know, where they are. Are they totally uninsured? Have they been denied care because of pre-existing conditions? Whatever. Then we will go online and we can assist them in making a comparison between the marketplace plans.
The Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium has its own navigator and outreach program. You can also navigate the new insurance options on your own at healthcare.gov starting Tuesday. A new report on how much the insurance will cost shows Alaskans will be paying some of the highest prices in the country. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.